Good morning, Betty.
Hey, Elaine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to catch up on my dishes here.
Love you.
Are you still having winter there?
Well, you know, today it's supposed to get to about 80.
Has arrived.
Right now the sun is beautiful, though we're supposed to have some off and on rain later today, but that's okay. That's a spring thing, but this weekend it's supposed to get...
Has arrived.
Typical April.
That's it.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Okay.
Good
morning.
How are you?
Has left the conference.
Very good. I thought you'd be on your way by today.
Well, I am, and I was going to beg out of the call if you guys want to go ahead and visit. I've got a few more minutes here with my family. I am in Texas already, but I've got to drive to Austin.
Oh,
and
okay.
So we were going to go out and have a little breakfast and do that kind of a thing, but I didn't want to leave you hanging either.
Yeah, appreciate that. But yeah, important to have that time with your family.
Yeah. So I miss everybody. I haven't been on all week, so be back on Monday.
Okay, great. That's super because Char won't be back yet.
Okay.
So and I don't. Monty won't be on tomorrow.
Okay.
Because he's going to be at the summit. So,
okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, we'll just muddle through, right?
I know you will. There's always great things to talk about.
I am here, and so I will put a little input in today, and that's fine, Jeannie. I understand because I get to see you a little later.
I know. Thank
tomorrow,
you. Hi, Char.
You're meeting up with me tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what Jenny said. So anyway, we're looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to having you meet Liz and Andy. I think you met them before, right?
It's been at one of the summits before.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you'll have a little bit more private time with them, and so you'll be up to that, I know.
Okay,
anyway,
great.
Go take time with your family, because I know it's...
All righty.
You don't have to do it that often. So, anyway, have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jeannie. Have a great time.
Has left the conference.
I was just talking to everybody about the call and why we continue to do it, and it's just... You know, the blessing has been to us. I've received way more from it than anybody else on the call. I know it's just something that I know we're supposed to be doing. So at this point, anyway, I don't know whether that'll be forever, but it is at this point with the support that we see and understanding what we have to work with and then understanding that there is a higher purpose for all of this stuff, too, that goes on in our lives. Because it's such a blessing to other people. And every time I get out and travel, we are reminded of those things and the selfishness that sometimes gets pulled out on my part for saying, you know what, I've had enough. I've got to move on to other things. And I get reminded again and again of the importance of the balance in our life and having the time for others. And, you know, it's amazing how it comes full circle back to you. So anyway, this was my opportunity this morning. I came upstairs and I needed to do some personal things like get in the shower and so forth. And I thought, oh, the time's perfect. I can just call in. So
yeah, that's great. And it's nice to know that your flight was good and you're where you're supposed to be.
Yep. Yeah, I just feel real strong about that. So. I missed yesterday because we were in the air at the time that the call was going on, and we did have a good flight, and I got a good sleep because I did the usual thing that I normally do when we take off, and my body feels like everything's back to normal. I go, thank you, Jesus, because I need to stretch. And I don't intentionally try and do these things. It just seems like my scheduling isn't as good as it should be to get it all done ahead of time so I can get a good night's sleep the night before I leave. But I got caught up, so that was the main thing.
Yeah, that's great. You'll need that for these next few days.
Yeah. It's nice and raining. I missed the walk this morning, but I spent the time with Andy, and we had great conversation going this morning, so that was fun anyway. And we found a Thai restaurant really close to where they live that Liz had been going to go into, and we kind of always push for Thai because that's the one that is easiest on me for making modifications. The food, and sure enough, I got my yellow curry dish with rice, and it was absolutely spectacular.
Has arrived.
The only mistake I made was deciding to bring it home, and then it got spilled in the car. So I could have left it behind, but I didn't, and I'll enjoy that for a snack sometime during the day when it's, you know, quiet and nobody else is eating or, you know, a partial meal or whatever. But anyway, it makes those all the less, so I'm not worried about it. But I thought afterwards, I shouldn't have drugged that home. I could have left it, you know. I didn't need to eat it. Anyway, so what's been happening with you guys? And somebody else just joined us, too. We can all kind of do free-for-all here today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
I'm great. Hey, Betty?
Yes.
Did you talk about the coconut miracle yesterday? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. Did we talk about vital balancing at all? We did, didn't we? But not as much as the...
Yes, exactly. Not as much. It wasn't all about vital balance.
Okay. All right. The reason I say that is last night I'm getting home and going, that call was so great. I don't remember a thing that we were talking about.
Well, I sent you a little update this morning.
Oh, okay.
So you should have it when you get home tonight.
Okay, I love you. So anyway, I put a blurb on there about the Dave Balzer's link to the Dave Balzer's product.
The new one that he just did on our website.
Yeah, so I put a link to it, and right. Now I'll go in and put in the other thing about the coconut miracle. This morning in the shower, he goes, wait a second, we talked about, oh God, I've got to go change that. So funny.
Sorry I didn't get it off to you yesterday.
No, that's no problem. I just hate not being sitting someplace where I can take notes so I know what in the heck we're doing.
Has arrived.
They changed the schedule. I haven't gotten it down yet, so I missed my normal train. No, I'm still on the train now, so I'll have to go back and listen to this one too. So everybody, I'll go on mute. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Morning, Betty.
Good morning, Anita. How are you?
All right. I finally got my call notes set up. Well, they told it says now unified messaging, but anyway, I've been fighting with them. They dropped it after January for some reason, and all of a sudden I was getting emails from people or stuff saying they couldn't messages, so...
Oh, wow. Well, that's not a good thing.
No, it's... Finally got it set back up. So now we're good.
Yeah. Very good. That's great.
So, Char, who else is on? I heard Jeannie before, but my husband needed to take a call, so...
Yeah, Jeannie was on for a short time. She had to leave to be with her family before she drives on to the summit.
Okay.
So, but Char was on.
It's good to hear your voice, Anita.
Good to hear yours, too. I missed you gals when I wasn't on, so.
Yeah, we knew you were doing tax season, so.
Well, I got to go to the office now again, but our summer hours run a little differently, so at least I can get on before I head in, so.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I was bragging this morning to Liz and Andy about the call and, you know, why we still do it and all of that, and that we get more out of it, the few of us that are doing it, than anybody else that comes in. And then, and I don't know whether you heard this said before or not, but, you know, I thought, well, it's not reaching very many. It doesn't have the potential to reach very many people, but because there's, you know, just such a few on the call. But then when I talked to Steve, he says, well, do you know how many hits I get on the website site? He says, I can't tell exactly how many, you know, are hitting on the call, but he says, if we get it advertised better, he says, and I will because of changing it to the blog, you know, I said, no, I don't have any idea how many hits you get on. I thought it was going to be a few hundred, you know. And he says, I get between 30,000 and 50,000 hits a month on my website.
Wow.
Does that give you a little bit of a different impression?
Yeah, it does.
Did any of the rest of you hear that before?
No.
Okay,
Any idea?
Yeah, so that's where we are, and if people want the information and they hear about it somewhere, or they're having a down moment and they want to jump on the internet and find the information, that's where it's available, is lifestylesupport.org, and it'll, you know, take them right to the area where the calls are recorded, if that's what they're after, or any other information that Stephen's got on there, because he's got so much information that he takes the time to record for everybody's benefit. And, you know, that's what NECAN's all about, is spreading the word and the awareness of what we have that can change people's lives, whether it's physically or financially, and keep that balance in life, and give young families the options and young mothers the options of having the health level change as well as the financial level change that most of them really don't understand how that can happen to them. So anyway, just a short commercial for Steve and all the time that he puts into it, because, I mean, he's the one that's making it possible for literally hundreds of thousands of people that could go there and see it. And obviously a lot more are than we're realizing overall, so, or that I realized overall. I'll point it for me. So anyway, I just wanted you to have that tidbit so you can, as we do over and over, express our gratitude to Steve for what he puts into it. Because if anybody's putting time into it, he's obviously the one that's putting the most time into it.
For sure.
Yes, absolutely. And many thanks. It's such a wealth of information in one spot is totally amazing to me.
It is. And, you know, I don't go in there as often as I should, but I am trying much harder to get the, and trying is a word I really literally hate, actually doing better at getting more in, and will do more with it. I don't have access to my records while I'm traveling, but as far as making it easier for him to put the titles on there, and I heard you say the same thing, Betty, and then it's going into the blog also. I haven't gone into the blog where you can make the comments and so on, but I need to set the example and do that also. Have you gone into the blog part of it, Betty?
No, I have not.
I haven't either.
Okay, so I'm just asking for my own best because I'm curious. And I know other people that are much savvier on the computer than I am can navigate, you know, much faster. So I will take a look at that when I get back home real quick, too, real soon. I'm trying to keep track of what's going on at home because we now have another roommate that we acquired just before I left, and trying to get her into the swing of things that she wants to be doing and needs to be doing for her health and her life. And I know she was put in my path, and regardless of what happens, the outcome, I got to accept it. So anyway, it's going fine. It's really going fine. There's always differences in personality that can get in the way of me saying it's going fine, but I know that the overall is good. So anyway, we accepted a lady who is a cancer survivor and two cats at the same time, which is really been interesting. We've never accepted other pets into our house, ever, 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 ever. And but as I said, everything's really, as I left it, under control other than the mess that I left. And anyway, I'm sure that's going to be better by the time I get back, so I'm trusting that. If not, guess what? Guess who takes care of it? But I'm grateful for my health and the response that I just got through having my KVB a little later this morning because we slept in. And I still got to jump on the call. Betty, I bet you had some things that you'd like to share, too.
No, I didn't have a lot for today. I was just going to get a feel for, you know, what everybody else was doing and how things were going for them. So that's fine.
Well, I guess we could say for the people that are new that might be on the call or picking it up later, you know, the main thing is, I'm going to say the main thing right now is on my mind is get that KVB, which is Kenzen Vital Balance, in your body first thing in the morning. Do it according to what Roger Drummer and Dave Balzer both suggested, and best utilized in just the water, or, Roger said it can be utilized in unflavored, meaning the non-sweetened almond milk. That was his second choice to the water because of its potential to go, and I shouldn't say potential, because in doing it that way, it will go straight to the brain without the interference of other things in the drink at the same time that can change that. But it will go straight to the brain and do the cognitive value that it's meant to do on the brain. And that is most important to slow down the aging process in our body. And that's the reason that the company built it in, because when they come up with the science that can deliver what they deliver in the product, it's absolutely amazing. And, of course, another key point is also the heavy metals in our body, when it can help strip out the heavy metals that we're getting from all kinds of things that we don't know we're getting them from. See, and that opened my eyes to the amount also. I mean, we get them out of the environment. We get them out of our food. We get them out of the chemicals that we incur that aren't even on labels any longer for us to know this. And so that they suggested we use, even though we may not be looking at weight, we may not be looking at other issues in our life, but that is one that is happening and can be rectified with using the Vital Body Balance, or the Vital Kenzen Vital Balance, KVB, 2 to 3 times a week was the recommendation on that. So, you know, everybody that cares about their health should be utilizing it at least that many times a week just for those purposes, and getting it directly to those areas by taking it in the, you know, the best form for it to be utilized to its fullest. And I'm one of those thrifty people that like to get as much out of whatever I'm doing or using as is possible. I will do most anything. I didn't think I would like the flavor of it, because of the sweetness, and that really stood in the way at the beginning of me following instructions. I didn't hear the instructions as well put at the very beginning as I could have or did when I heard Roger Drummer's explanation and Dave Balzer's explanation of it. that strengthened me to make the decision and stick with it and see it happen. And with whether it was that or whether it was my taste buds just acquiring a taste, and I'm going to say it was my taste buds just acquiring a taste more than the actual scientific part of it, that did trigger the reaction. And when I saw the reaction change that dramatically in my body, it gave me reason to stay with it. I love it now. The taste is not an issue at all. I don't even notice the sweetness. I notice the fact that I'm getting the results and that I really enjoy the product. So it's built in. I mean, it came with me in a baggie. It's not going to be enough to last me. And I just told Danny, I'm going to do one of two things. Either I'm going to pay for a canister, assuming that I'm going to have one, very shortly with someone that's got an extra one, or I'm going to order a new one back to them so they get it. Because it's that important to me that we have it absolutely every day. And I did not take time. I didn't think I was going to have room in the suitcase. I had plenty of room in the suitcase. And anyway, we're here and we'll have used the majority of one canister before we get home. So it's about taking action. It is about taking action and doing what we need to do and just creating the habit, being strong enough. That's the difference between leaders and followers that are only partially committed at the beginning. But you know what? Those people have the choice to make changes in their life also, just like we have. Right, Betty?
Absolutely. So I am thrilled that we have a product launch coming up in May that we all need to focus on having new people too for their benefit as well as ours, if we're looking at the potential of really putting to good use extra income that we can gain, and knowing that we've got the special going on through the end of May, that for every three that are ordered under a customer, we get a free canister back on that. So I've been placing all my orders under new customers, and some of them are hopeful new customers that I just take the excuse, I guess I can use that word here, to get their name and address and ask permission then to use it to get some free product, because I need somebody else to order some products under. I really can order them under people that I've already ordered under that are still customers. And when I went in and looked at my customer list, this is a great way of reconnecting people that have dropped out of the system, because we've got a whole slew of them that are on our customer list that have been put there simply because they didn't renew. And in doing that, it's been really interesting. I only made one call so far. But it was a person that is very interested. And I think, okay, Lord, how many other people are on that list that would react the same way? I need to get to work. And you can see your customer list by going in and clicking on my business. And I think on everybody's website, it will show whether they belong on the level of having a bundle, they call it now, a bundle of the advanced knee can, which allows you a 3% discount on all your products that you order, as well as access to more information and a personal web page. It's all bundled together for about, I think it's $24 a month, I think. Anybody certain on that?
$24.99.
Oh, thank you. $24.99 to be exact. And it's a great bundle. It's all a write-off because it is a business expense. And, of course, Onita knows all about that for tax purposes. And I know she's gone. But anyway, for anybody else, they can verify it with Onita. Because that's part of our expenses of doing business. And we definitely are doing business at whatever level we are doing it. And so when you look at what the actual cost is to us, whatever tax bracket you're in, that's what it's actually costing you. And, of course, the 3% will help even that out on your product. When you order them, it doesn't take too much to get that amount of money back every month. So, anyway, that's my little commercial on that end of it. But I know the product launch is going to be exciting, coming up in May. And we've got some other events that are coming up right now. Steve, if you've got anything you want to put in that I haven't said, and you're free to do that.
Yeah, to be real honest, I've been moving around, so I haven't been paying as close attention as I should have. I know that
Don't apologize. Don't you ever apologize. I was just giving you the opportunity.
The website's, the personal website's really a good helper, and if you get it customized, it can be a real money maker for you to be able to use it and to tie in and such. So hopefully in the next little while we'll be able to have a link to the Nikan.com site and a list for the people that one of my goals is to have a link to all you guys' personal websites on the lifestylesupport.org, so somebody can click on your name and it'll take the person to your website and they can place the order right off the lifestyle.org website, the blog. So
is amazing. I never even would have thought about that. The things that you come up with are just mind-boggling to me, Steve. Mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, it's something that can be done and we should do, and it's just one of those things that just takes time to think it through and how to do it and then do it. And I sort of, when I started the blog, I just sort of took Ruth's Ready Start 8. I can't remember the thing that came out years ago as far as ready start and then aim,
ready it's fire in there too, somewhere.
So at least so you know what I'm talking about. We just gotta do something and then go back and clean up the mess, and that's what my goal was to at least get it up and working.
I have an instant thought for you, and it's a request that when you do that, please put on there, please go back to the person that introduced you to this of just people clicking on meters. And that is my only fear, is that they will hear a name and they'll think, oh, I want to be under that person. That has nothing to do with it. They need to go back to the person that introduced them to it first. And find out, how serious they are about the business, and if they can give them the help or even direct them to the people through them to do that. So, and you can do it in a few words where I'm jumbling all over the place, but I would not want anybody to sign up under a leader that should be under somebody else, and then we try and finagle that later, because it's a real headache to do that, or at least currently it is. That's my only fear of you being so generous with wanting them to get to the people that they know, is that they really do know the person and they've got a reason for going there, not just picking a name out of a hat because they're popular.
I've always had a link, at the bottom of all my websites, contact the person that gave you this information, and the same thing with every call. At the end of the call, it says, if you want more information about Nikan, you contact the person that referred you.
I know you have.
Nobody's ever commented for about the last month and a half. I put a little tag on the end of it, after the little music at the end of the calls. Also at the start of the calls, at least on the lifestyle calls, somebody was making noise one day in the middle of the call shaking up something or mixing up something, and I actually have that on every call, but nobody's ever commented about the end. At the end, so now you got to go in and listen to it.
Well, I know you do that, and I've seen that on there, and it was just, and part of it was as a reminder to everybody that is listening and on the call that you are doing it that way for the sheer givingness in your heart of everybody else that's in this, in the company and on the program. So we appreciate all of that. more than we can ever tell.
Everybody have a good day.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Steve.
And by the way, the web portal, the allthewall.org, has the link to everything. It's not as good and it's not as pretty, but you know the portal allthewall.org has a link to go directly to the blog, the boards, the lifestyle support calls, lists for you know all that. So you know, for somebody that you're just wanting to do the lifestyle support calls, you know, then tell the lifestylesupport.org that if you want to be able to use it as a portal, the allthewall.org, see it's got a link to all the things that I record that I put on the web for public, plus the links to the top 5 weight earners in North America. There's links to that. There's links to gold charts, things like all kinds of things.
That's a great reminder for me. Thank you very much.
Whichever one you give out, if it's something that you're just wanting to do the lifestyle, then, you know, try and go to one place. But if you don't, I just have it bookmarked on my phone. I pull it up and say, hey, listen, this is what it's going to look like. And click on this link. And that'll take you to where you want to. And if you want to come back, then there's all this other information that's available. And just poke around and see what you see. So just something as a little helper that might help people use it better. But
thank you.
Not touting my horn, but you know, if the information's there and the links to the people are there, let's use it. Let's do everything we can to build the program. So
right, thank you, and that's a great reminder for me, and I'll do the same thing. I'm not anywhere near to the point where I've got all this stuff put together, but I know the basics of it and want to utilize it much more fully. So anyway, again, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And we need to close this.
Thanks, everybody. I got to go.
I didn't even think you were still on there, Juanita. So anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll go on with our activities.
Just wanted to let everybody know that Magnetic Leaders has tomorrow night, Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m. Central Time. There's going to be a Bojabi for the first home career to be presented live. So that'll be Roger Drummer's. Pardon me?
That's from the summit. They're doing that from the summit, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks, Bella.
Yes, great. Keep that in mind. 7 o'clock.
Has left the conference.
Yeah, and it's 7 o'clock Central Time.
Correct.
Thank you.
I believe.
Thank you. Well, we will be there live, so we'll get in on that, and we're excited to be a part of it, so. Anyway, you guys have a great week and weekend if I'm not on tomorrow morning, depending on what time we're transiting. And we'll talk to you first of the week.
Very good.
Appreciate you. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks, Shar.
Yeah,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.